That band is called Desert Noises on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. The morning show brought to you by Maria D. Creations, specializing in invitations, handmade announcements, and more. We're joined in studio this morning, like we just mentioned, with Dan Levin. He's a personal trainer over at the Renaissance Club Sport, which has been a big supporter of ours at the radio station. Hey, Dan, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for joining us so early in the morning. You heard me complain about my recent knee injury that I had a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. So this hits close to home that people need to stay in shape and keep their bodies healthy, especially for summertime. So talk a little bit about what you do and the training programs you devise.
Well, we cover overall fitness. We cover everything from nutrition to resistance training, and we have a very big variety of all resistance training. Everything from kettlebells to lots of group classes to swim to martial arts to boxing. I mean, if you want it, we have it.
Cool. And the facility we're talking about is, of course, at Renaissance Club Sport in Aliso Viejo, which is also a resort, a spa, a fitness center. There's volleyball courts, basketball courts. I mean, the place is huge and has all that stuff.
It's awesome, and it's great having a fantastic restaurant, a bar, a cafe, and when you sit outside, it is very resort-like. Everything
right.
from cabanas to the pool with palm trees lining it. It's fantastic.
Cool. So how do you approach a specific person individually? Like if they come to you and they say, I want to accomplish this, how do you sit down and devise whether it's a diet or a workout plan or, where does that all come in?
I would say first you would have to figure out what exactly they want, because what they state they want might not necessarily be exact. Like a lot of people focus on weight, and it's really not weight. We're not cargo. We don't get shipped around. So if you were to, for most people, they want to lean out because we're in America. If you were to lean out and stay the same weight, basically add muscle and take away fat, you'd be super happy because you would have better shape. Your metabolism's higher. You get to party more. And, it looks fantastic.
So is there, do you discourage people from, from maybe going on a diet without working out or just taking those weight loss pills or the quick fixes for weight? I mean, there's obviously clearer, more healthy ways to do it.
Very much so.
Yeah.
And the biggest thing with diets is we don't teach diets. We teach more of a lifestyle and a way to eat both healthy and to eat to change or maintain body composition, which is funny because that's the first thing people get wrong is that when they want to get in shape, the first thing they do is start eating healthy. They start eating salads. Maybe they start juicing or they go vegan or vegetarian. And a lot of those things have their own pluses, but that doesn't address their goal, which is changing their body. You can get heavy or stay heavy on healthy foods. And once you learn to separate the difference between eating healthy and eating to change your body composition, then it gets very clear your path.
So what is the difference? Basically?
For eating healthy, some of the things I listed before, as far as like all the juicing and stuff like that, for eating to change your body composition, it would be more getting the right amount of calories per day. Mm-hmm. And you could break that to two different days, a day that you work out and a day that you don't. And that's not to make life harder for you. That's for you to get to your goals even faster. Because the day you're not going to the gym, you really don't need as many calories. And also getting the right percentages of protein, carbs, and fats. And that's every day and every meal. So for people that are juicing and putting in like 5 to 6 fruits, you're getting more fruit than many of my clients would get in 2 days. And you're getting it in one serving, which would give you a giant insulin spike. And next thing you know, you wake up and you have another love handle.
So you're not a proponent of the juicing, or at least maybe in moderation?
In moderation, and also more so with vegetables. I mean, I have a Vitamix, and I like it more for veggies because fruits aren't a problem. Fruits are delicious. A lot of veggies, they're a little, some are the real healthy ones are not always fantastic. They're not always great. So I'll do that. And I really don't use fruit in my blender.
Because the very popular Hollywood thing to do right now is to go on a juice cleanse, right? For like 7 days or 10 days, and you literally don't eat except for the juice, which I'm never going to try in my life. But, and you're shaking your head too.
Yeah. My thing is that people aren't honest why they juice. They say it's for detox, but when you start taking a look below the surface, they all start discussing on how much weight they've lost on it. And when you look at toxins in the body, it's usually measured in parts per million or parts per billion. So if you lose a bunch of pounds on a detox, you're not losing like 2 pounds of toxins. You're basically starving yourself for a lot of them, not all of them, because they're all very different. But if you're at you could be at a caloric deficit to drop some fat. If you're at a starvation level, which is what a lot of those diets really are, and they just masquerade around one centerpiece, whether it's a cookie or juicing or a certain food group, you're gonna lose weight overall, but that's gonna be both fat and muscle. And that's the essence of the yo-yo diet, because once your muscle drops, your metabolism drops, and sooner or later you're going to stop starving yourself. And but the thing is, now you're eating the way you used to, but you can't even support that many calories because you lost so much muscle, so you balloon back to where you were before, or even worse.
I hope everyone's listening to this, man, because I've been saying this about juice all along, and now my point is proven. Dan Levin in studio from the Renaissance Club Sport in Aliso Viejo. What is a gluten, while I'm on the subject?
It's a protein, and is this about the... go into the paleo diet?
Well, I just mean, like, I saw an article online the other day that said, like, 85% of people who are gluten-free don't know what a gluten is. And I thought, yeah, neither do I. Like, what is a gluten?
It's, I'm not top knowledge on this, but it's a protein. And for a lot of people with pre-existing conditions, it can cause some inflammation in your GI tract. So I think things like Crohn's disease and stuff like that, you have to watch out. For regular people, I think it's fine. I mean, you don't want to abuse your starches anyway, but in moderation, a lot of stuff is fine.
Okay, good. And you can learn all this and more, of course, by perhaps enrolling in a program at Renaissance Club Sport. How do people get in touch with you? Like, if they're hearing what you're liking, what you're hearing this morning, and maybe want to start a program with you, what's the process?
Just come down to the club. We're great with guests, and come find me. I am there every day, except for most Sundays.
Okay.
But sometimes you'll find me there. And not only do I do one-on-one personal training, but we also have a small group training called Transformations. And what's cool about that is that it ties a lot of the really positive things together. A lot of people lose motivation at the club, or any club, because they don't get the results. And if you think of all the things that keep people exercising, one, results being top, so you have to get a plan that has to have a meal plan in there. It has to have a good exercise, good resistance plan, a good cardio plan. And we also do things like, we have a closed Facebook page, and where we upload, we take pictures, people talk about their experiences, and we also upload food pictures as well as food logs. So there's accountability. Everyone's checking out what everyone else is doing, which is really positive, because a lot of people aren't great in the kitchen. Like, I myself, I'm a utility cook. It doesn't look pretty. It meets all the requirements for nutrition.
Sure.
But, I don't know if I would be comfortable posting it, but a lot of people really get it done on the cooking
side. Let me tell you what I made last night, and you tell me if this is a successful supplemental meal to a workout. I made pork Wellington, which is pork wrapped in prosciutto, wrapped in a mushroom glaze, wrapped in a puff pastry, and then cooked in the oven.
Well, it sounds awesome.
It is awesome. It was delicious.
You know, and I would love to have some, and it's not about not having that. It's about, if you're to have an excursion where you go out and get a burger, get some beers, get some pork Wellington,
whatever it is.
It's great, but I'm more concerned about what's going on for the rest of the week. It's when you don't care for the rest of the time and then you throw down on some big bacon and prosciutto that it would be a concern. But if you're doing everything else, then, you know, you're supposed to enjoy that.
Good. I'm happy. I can eat my pork Wellington carefree. Dan will keep you motivated, it sounds like, at least not only on your workout, but also on your diet. And I think that's probably the most important thing. And the reason people get a personal trainer is they can't really motivate themselves, or maybe don't have the willpower to. So I suppose that's where you step in.
There's a lot of reasons why people train. Some are terrified of the gym, and some are more terrified of the freeway room. It's very common, and they think that there's a few misconceptions that go on. First, they think it's filled with giant, sweaty dudes. And while there's certainly some, I hope most people are sweating. You're working out. Everyone thinks they're getting stared at if they don't know what they're doing. And this is California. Most people are staring at themselves in the mirror.
So they don't have to worry about getting looked at. Everyone's looking at themselves.
No, and everyone's very helpful. Even regular members are quick to help other members. So the important thing is getting in there. And once you get used to all the little different areas, you can then feel a sense of ownership, and because it's for everybody.
Cool. Thanks for taking some time for us this morning, man. And again, Renaissance Club Sport in Aliso Viejo. The website is renaissanceclubsport.com. If you want to find out more, it's at 50 Enterprise Avenue or Way in Aliso Viejo. And Dan says you can just drop by and say hi and maybe learn a little more.
Drop by, and even if you don't find me, we have really fantastic staff there that are all veterans of the industry.
Cool. Thanks so much, man. We are KX 93.5. Here's a song by Chick 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 on Laguna's Only FM.